Hello, everybody. My name is Joey Kidney, and I would like to welcome you to the Happy Times Podcast. If you're new here, make sure you hit subscribe or follow, and let's get right into it. Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast. So we got YouTube, and we got the podcast going on Apple, on Spotify, on SoundCloud, on everywhere, and I'm happy that things are going well and things are doing all right. I just woke up, and this is honestly the best times where I'm like the most kind of like in my feelings, and I'm ready to freaking go and to freaking talk. And I want to acknowledge something today. I don't you guys know that numbers do bug me, and they do so I was trying to say bother and bug, and it came out in like a really weird way. Sorry, this is the issue with it being early, okay? Like, I'm in my feelings, but there's a lot of, like, stuttering. My mouth doesn't really go with my brain right now. But I'm about to hit 150,000 on Instagram today. And this is emotional for me because 3 years ago, I hit 120,000. And I've told this story many times before. And I don't want to keep telling it because I think I keep telling it because subconsciously I know that it's going to drop back down. You know, subconsciously I'm thinking that, you know, if I tell this story, then I'm going to get used to this feeling. And I hit 120,000 3 years ago. And ever since those 3 years, this year I went down to 101,000. And I was just constantly losing subscribers, or losing followers. And it was something that I couldn't handle. I knew that numbers didn't necessarily mean anything, but it was just this constant reminder of failure that I wasn't making it, and it was really sad, and I wasn't okay with it. And it's just a number, but it meant a lot to me. And then I started posting on TikTok, and I started posting on Reels, and I started really just being myself and doing what I love to do. And today I might hit 150,000, and I'm just so thankful. And I'm saying this because I want to thank, like, specifically India, and internationally. You guys have been such big fans recently. And so if you're listening to this, I just want to say thank you. It means the world to me that, you know, all over the world I'm being heard. And honestly, it's an amazing feeling, and I just really, 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 really want to say thank you. And I hope these podcasts help. I hope my everything helps, and I think it does, because it's crazy to see the amount of people that are in need of help right now and in need of somebody just to talk to. And I'm honored to be able to be that person, to be able to be the one that you might listen to, or you might need to hear a little bit of a voice note from. And I'm really thankful. So I just wanted to say thank you. And I don't want to waste 3 minutes talking about this, but I don't think it's waste. I think it does matter to acknowledge, like, who's watching, who's listening. And there's a lot of people in Ottawa as well, which is where I'm from, and I'm really thankful for that. Now, speaking of Ottawa, I recently asked you guys which podcast you guys like most, and you guys really, really enjoyed the My Voice Memos podcast, where I was like walking in the woods and I just like recorded on my phone and I just let my thoughts go. And that's originally why I made a podcast, is to, you know, let my thoughts go. But I always find it very difficult when I'm sitting here. I'm a person who likes to pace, but the audio sounds better. You guys like watching a YouTube video, and I just, I decided that I wanted to go out in the woods and just record. I was going through a really, really rough time, and I just recorded on my phone, and you guys loved it. And so I asked you guys on Instagram if you guys wanted a My Voice Memos podcast episode, or if you wanted a sit-down episode, and you all voted for Voice Memos. Now, the reason why I said back to Ottawa is it's friggin' freezing out here. It is so cold. And we woke up, and it's -8 today, and it's just like, no, we can live in -20 weather, don't get me wrong. It's not that cold. Like, I mean, I say it's not cold, but it's like we haven't transitioned our bodies into that yet. So the voice memo podcasts are going to come. They just need to be a little bit warmer outside. But eventually, they're going to come back. I'm really happy that you guys like those. It means the world to me. So today, I want to talk about... I'm sorry. It sounds like somebody is, like, blowing something up outside, which is crazy. Because actually, I do want to, sorry, my mind is like venturing off into a totally different thought right now. Recently, there's a lot of construction around where I live. There's one down the street. They're demolishing like two homes, and then they're putting up a skyscraper. No, it's not a skyscraper. It's 26 stories apartment building. And then in my backyard, they're doing the same thing. They're demolishing something and putting up a building. And I think they're demolishing next month. And it's just like, I don't want to be here when they're demolishing. I've already had two nails in my Jeep tires. And sorry, this has nothing to do with the podcast episode. It's just like, that's the noise that you're hearing. And don't like understand how frustrated I am because I want to move out of here so, so badly. I love where I live. I love the location. I love the apartment. It's beautiful. I love everything about it. I love it. But I cannot deal with construction noises all the time of being in a city. I just need out. So just please understand if you hear that noise, I'm frustrated as well as much as you are. So I apologize. But let's get into what we were talking about, or what I want to talk about, which is guilt. Now, guilt is something that I have dealt with a lot in my life. I've made a lot of stupid decisions and mistakes in my life. And I assume that a lot of you have too, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to this podcast, you wouldn't be listening to me jamber on. Is jamber a word? What is that? But a lot of people ask me, you know, how did you become... People say I'm wise. I don't know what that's about. But people always ask me, like, how did you, you know, become so intact with your feelings, such a good person and everything like that? And I don't like being called a good person because that's when, like, whenever you mess up, then somebody's like, whoa, what? This is the good guy and now he's not. Like, what's going on with that? And, well, I did a lot of stupid stuff growing up. And that's how I learned. I know it's not the best way to say it as an influencer or somebody with the power of influence. But I fucked up a lot in my life. And I'm glad I did. I'm glad that I got caught up in my mistakes as well. I'm glad that the path that I went down, I'm glad that, you know, I realized it. Because a lot of us, you know, some people make mistakes and they don't even realize it. They don't give themselves a chance to feel guilt. They don't like the feeling, so then they move on. And they move on too quickly. And that's not a healthy thing to do. And so when I made my mistakes, I'm somebody who suffers from guilt a lot. Guilt is my best friend and my worst enemy. Oh, it's awful. It's awful. It's awful. Like, I can't even, like, I remember growing up, my mom, after dinner, she would ask if I wanted to take the dog for a walk. And I'm somebody with a high metabolism. So literally, as I'm eating, it feels like I'm digesting. So I eat a lot of little meals, but not a lot of big ones. And so I'll finish dinner and I'm like, oh, I need to lay down. Like, I'm digesting like right now. It's not that I'm super full. It's that, like, it's literally going through me. And I remember my mom would always ask me, she would go, hey, do you want to take the dog for a walk? And I would always say yes. But this time I was like, you know what? I feel like I need to sit down for a bit. So no. And then she goes, okay, I guess I'll go alone. Oh, no. Guys, do you know how much guilt I felt for that? So, so much guilt. And so I was like, okay, fine. I'll go. I'll come with you. And I ended up going and... okay, this is pretty gross. But I ended up throwing up on that walk because I felt so sick. But I couldn't not go because of guilt. Guilt was just eating away at me. I could not go. I had to go. It was my mother. Like, what are you supposed to say to mother when she's like, hey, I'm going to go walk alone. What are you going to do? Let her walk alone? No. No, I'm an Italian boy. I need my mama. And guilt is just, it's been like that my whole entire life. It's been that second thought my whole entire life. I can't go to bed without thinking, oh, wait, do I have to take my dog out again to pee? Like, oh, I feel bad. He's going to go like, ooh, it's like, I don't know, like 6-7 hours without peeing. Like, but that's normal. Dog's going to hold it for like 12. Like, that's normal. But for me, it's, I guess it's almost like an OCD with guilt. I'm curious if there's any like professionals out there listening, let me know.
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial. Which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Hit up your boy. Be like, hey, you got another problem. But I just want to acknowledge that guilt's not always like a super, super bad thing. It also what keeps us human. It keeps you a person, right? When we feel guilt, it doesn't always have to be with someone we know. It doesn't always have to be with ourselves. It could be with somebody that we see in a movie, you know? And the reason why we feel that is because we're, again, human. We can feel and we can sense other people's pain, and sometimes we feel guilt and it genuinely causes us pain. We feel bad for what they're going through and that we didn't do anything, you know? I keep saying, you know, I apologize. I'm just thinking out loud here. And with that being said, we all end up with the same thought. Some people may feel guilt, some people may not. But the people who do feel guilt, the people who feel that even that ounce or if it's a ton, you're left with the one question of what if. You're left with the question of what if I did this? What could I have done better? What should I have done? Like, it's endless. And it's this endless thought. And if you have those thoughts, don't worry. You're not alone. Those thoughts are something that haunt me. Those thoughts are something that haunt the person beside you. Those are everyday thoughts for a lot of people. And it's tough to get over. It's tough to not think about. And in my head, I know people are going to be like, well, don't think about them. But I don't always think that just because something is a little bit negative, it's totally negative to think about them. Does that make sense? Like, I think thinking about the negative things is also a positive. It also gets you to look from both sides. I think if we're very one-sided, like, oh, we're going to just be positive. Like, no, you're just neglecting the negative thoughts in your head when I think those deserve acknowledgement. That was a tough sentence for me. But those deserve the recognition. Those are your thoughts. And they deserve to be heard. They deserve to be listened to. And so when we have guilt, I think it's healthy. A certain amount. Obviously, everything in moderation. But I think it's genuinely a good reminder that we have a soul, that we're human, that we care about other people, that we care about ourselves. And if we don't, I don't know, then you might want to go get checked. You could be like Dennis the Menace right there. But all jokes aside, let's talk about how to kind of get past that. I think the first step is acknowledging what happened. This is something that a lot of us don't do. This is something that I'm scared to do a lot of the time. You know, we feel guilt, and even though it's on our mind, we still don't acknowledge what actually happened. It's like, it's there. We know what happened, but we're not telling ourselves that we know what happened. Does that make sense to you? We're just thinking about it, and it's just eating away at our thoughts. We skip the, okay, this is what happened, and we're right into the what if. What if I did this? What if I could have done this? What if I should have done this? Should have, could have, would have situation, right? But we don't actually acknowledge the fact that we did something. Or that something happened. Guilt is very general in a sense. I'm not speaking about a specific situation. So maybe this relates to you, maybe it doesn't. But we just skip and we go right to the what ifs. So the first step is actually acknowledging what happened. And I think that's like the most important step. And it can take you a little bit. It can take you a while to get to that. It took me. There's something that still haunts me to this day. And it took me probably a year to 2 years to actually acknowledge what happened and being okay with it, you know, because the next step is accepting it. You acknowledge it, and you have to accept it. You cannot change the past. You can't go and hit that rewind button. You don't have the click remote. You can't change this past. Okay? And some of us have done mediocre things. Some of us have done terrible things. And I think it's relative to each person. Each person's life as well. And so when we think about that, it scars us. And I think it should, because moving forward, we don't want to do that again. And if it didn't scar us, then we wouldn't remember. But scars is past tense. There's no now. There's no changing. There's no changing this. There's no changing what happened. So it's time to acknowledge it. It's time to accept it. And when you have that self-acceptance, it helps you move forward. Right? And once you move forward, you have to forgive yourself. You have to take the time now to forgive yourself. And I'm taking these little breaks with what I'm saying because I want you to have these thoughts in your head right now as you're listening to this. I want you to think about the thing that happened, and I want you to release. Whether that's crying, whether that's laughing, whatever it is, I want you to release right now. I want you to forgive yourself. It happened, but it's in the past. There's nothing that you can do now that's going to change that. The only thing you can do now is acknowledge it, accept it, forgive yourself. And the last one, let go. This is obviously easier said than done, but so is fucking everything. We can sit here and we can talk all damn day, but unless you actually do it, it's easier said than done. But I think you can. I think you have it in you to do it. If you're thinking about the thing right now, you have the power to acknowledge it, accept it, forgive, and let go. Now, I was stuck on forgiving myself for a very, very, very long time. I was stuck thinking that I was an awful human being. I was stuck thinking that how could anyone live with me? And then I thought to myself, well, it's in the past. It's normal. It's human. It happened. What now? Well, I can't change what happened. But the best thing I can do is acknowledge it and know what happened and not play dumb and say, I don't know. Accept it. Yeah, it fucking happened. Forgive myself for making a mistake or doing it wrong. And let go. Let go is really hard. Let go is going to take you years, days, months, whatever it is, however big the problem is. It's going to take you a while, and there's no rush to do it. But I think it's a really, really, if you follow these steps, I think you're going to find a lot more fulfillment in your life. But it's not some quick and easy thing. It's not just something that in this podcast that's just going to happen. But I hope you listen to what I said, and I hope you apply it into your daily life, because I think it's worth it. I think this life is way too short to feel guilt for living it, and that's something that a lot of us feel. And there's many different types of guilt. There's guilt when somebody dies. There's guilt when you do something wrong. There's guilt when you don't hold the door if you're Canadian. There's guilt for not giving a kiss, not saying I love you. There's guilt for absolutely everything. And some of us feel it for little things. Some of us feel it for massive things. But it's yours. It's your guilt. And it's only big to you. It's only small to you. It's only your size to you. And now others, it may involve others, but we're not talking about other people's guilt. We're talking about yours. And so I want you to acknowledge it. I want you to accept it. I want you to forgive yourself. And I want you to let go. Thank you guys very much for listening to the podcast. My name is Joey Kidney. If you enjoyed the podcast, please follow, subscribe, give it a like, share it on Instagram so then I can say thank you. And if you listen this far, please DM me so, again, I can know who listened. I love seeing the faces and the Instagram and the names even, rather than just a number, to the people who listen to this podcast. You guys mean the world to me. Stay you, stay beautiful, and We have new peach hoodies coming. We just dropped the In My Feelings hoodies. There's still a few left. So if you go to stayu.ca and you want to get an In My Feelings hoodie, they are available. And we have peach hoodies coming. And then we have a lot of new merch coming for Christmas, such as the Naughty hoodie, which is beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful red and a really, really nice quality hoodie that I can't wait for you guys to see. But I want to say thank you guys very, very much. Stay you, stay beautiful, and I will talk to you guys next time.